How's it going, folks? You are very welcome to A History of Change, the podcast. In this episode, we are going to be looking at how an archaeologist finds a site and excavates a site. So, an archaeologist will employ a number of methods to find a suitable site in which to dig. So, a lot of these methods involve technology. One such method is the use of aerial photography. So an archaeologist will use a drone with a high resolution camera to capture detailed photographs of the landscape below. What they're looking out for here is the presence of crop marks. And these are very significant because these indicate if there are old buildings or walls present under the ground or have been present there at one stage. Many crop marks throughout Ireland can be viewed online at the National Monument Service website. The second method an archaeologist will use to find a site is through the use of geophysical surveys. This is often done with technology such as metal detectors and ground penetrating radar in an attempt to detect artifacts located just beneath the surface. Very often archaeologists might use ground penetrating radar and metal detectors in and around old buildings such as castles. The third method an archaeologist may use to find a site is simply field walking, and this simply involves walking across landscapes to search for clues, objects and artifacts that might lay near the surface. A fourth method an archaeologist might use is studying old maps. So if you're looking at an old map that could be maybe hundreds of years old, you can identify buildings on the map that are no longer there anymore. And by studying historical maps, researchers can pinpoint areas of interest which might require further investigation. A fifth way archaeologists uncover sites is through rescue archaeology. And this occurs when archaeologists carry out excavations before construction work commences. So for example, if they are to build a new shopping centre in Dublin, a team of archaeologists will go in to do a quick dig there to see if that they can find any valuable historical artifacts and safely preserve them. A sixth and final way archaeologists will uncover sites is through accidental discoveries. Okay, so a lot of the time, due to farming, like ploughing fields and construction work, archaeologists accidentally uncover maybe an old site, an old building, an old house. And it can be difficult to try and preserve these and rescue these. So, an archaeologist has found the site. How will they go about excavating it? Okay, well, they first mark out an excavation grid. They basically divide the site into a grid system using stakes and string to create a precise grid pattern. This will help archaeologists to precisely record artifacts that they have found. Archaeologists then employ a number of tools used for the excavation. Some of these tools are very simple and you probably have them at home in your house. So first they would include a shovel and a spade to remove the top layer of soil. They often have a digger here as well to help them do this. Now when I say the top layer, I mean the top couple of inches of soil. Then they use smaller tools like trowels and brushes to carefully remove soil from around the artifacts and clean them. So they'll be using like a little, basically a toothbrush to clean soil off an artifact. The artifacts then are very carefully removed from the soil because they're so fragile. What they do then is the soil that they have dug out of the ground, they don't just put this to one side. They actually pass this through a sieve to try and separate small artifacts from the soil that, you know, may be difficult to see. Every artifact they uncover must be carefully recorded and documented. So an archaeologist will take detailed notes, sketches, measurements and photographs as they go. To get an idea of the scale of an artifact, they use a simple instrument called a photographic scale. It's essentially a ruler. They place the photographic scale next to the artifact and it has measurements on it in centimeters or inches depending on where you are in the world. And they will photograph the artifact next to this. Once the artifacts are recovered and removed from the site, they usually get sent to a laboratory for further analysis. Sometimes this can be cleaning, sorting, cataloguing, and studying the artifacts to learn more about the function, age, and cultural significance. Today, archaeologists can use technology such as radiocarbon dating, DNA analysis and chemical analysis to understand about maybe the health of the person, the age, the health of the object, their gender, etc.